This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey has agreed to a 5-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement at a news conference after more than 4 hours of talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the presidential palace in Ankara.
All military operations under Operation Peace Spring will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Speaking in Texas, President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for all involved.
This is a situation where everybody is happy, and I'm happy because there's no fighting. We can bring certainly most of our people back home for the first time in many years.
Turkey had begun its attack on Kurdish forces when President Trump ordered U.S. troops pulled out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said his country's military was only pausing operations so that Kurdish YPG forces could leave a buffer zone. Top Kurdish politician Aldar Zelil said he welcomed a halt to the fighting, but the group would defend itself if subjected to an assault. A longtime congressman, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, one of the leaders of an impeachment inquiry into President Trump, has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The native of Baltimore, Maryland, served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting the impeachment probe into President Donald Trump. He drew Twitter attacks from the president in July during hearings examining Trump administration immigration policies, particularly the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump called Cummings a brutal bully and said the congressman's Baltimore district is more dangerous. Cummings defended himself and the district. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has acknowledged that President Donald Trump did hold up military aid to Ukraine to make the aid contingent on Ukraine investigating a domestic political matter. Mulvaney said at the White House the aid was withheld because of Trump's concern over a Democratic National Committee computer server that's alleged to be in Ukraine. The server story is a debunked conspiracy theory that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Trump also asked Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter, who was serving on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. There's been no evidence of any wrongdoing by either of the Bidens. Trump administration officials had denied for weeks that there was any quid pro quo or favor for a favor in Trump's dealings with Ukraine. The controversy has triggered a House of Representatives impeachment inquiry into the president. Meanwhile, the Trump administration envoy central to the Ukraine probe is distancing himself from the president, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In prepared testimony obtained by the AP, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland looked to separate himself from efforts by the president or personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani to have Ukraine investigate Joe Biden. Sondland was to tell House impeachment investigators he was disappointed the president told him to work with Giuliani on Ukraine policy. It all may be hard for Democrats to buy, though, given Sondland's role in the Ukraine dialogue, including him telling a fellow diplomat there was no quid pro quo in which Ukraine's leader would get a White House invitation in exchange for investigating corruption. Sondland's going to tell lawmakers he was simply repeating what the president told him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain and the European Union have announced a breakthrough deal after days of nail-biting negotiations, but the struggle does not end. The deal now has to be formally approved by the bloc and ratified by the European and UK parliaments. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Just hours before a summit of all 28 EU national leaders, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that negotiations were a success. Johnson called the agreement a great new deal, whilst Juncker stated that it was a testament to the commitment on both sides to find solutions. Immediately complicating matters was Johnson's Northern Irish government allies, which didn't waste a minute to say they could not back the outline deal because of provisions for the Irish border. Johnson needs all the support he can get to push any deal past a deeply divided parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.